Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's happening?
What up? What up?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm freaking excited for this.
Yeah,
we got some very special guests on the pod on the show this week. S and Sammy Stewart, welcome.
Let's go.
Hello.
In town for the big football game tomorrow. Go Utes.
Go Utes, baby.
Who are they to you?
They're my lifeblood. That's actually a better question for my friend. See his hat?
No, we're talking about like...
We're not talking about the Utes. We're talking about your friends, the guests that are here. Who are they to you, Jill? I know you love the Utes.
I thought
she did the...
My hat.
They're my bloodline. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Not the Utes.
Why are you asking me questions just so early?
I am nervous.
This feels like pressure.
Joe's nervous because his bestie's here.
Just don't embarrass me in front of my friends and America. Yeah.
And internationally, yeah.
And yeah, all of our cool... Thanks, everyone. I'm literally going to shit myself because of all the candy I ate, too. So everything's great.
Oh, so who's S to you? How long have you known S and obviously Sammy?
So S, my day one A1. We go way back. Back to one time we went to breakfast. This is like my favorite. We went to breakfast together on his birthday. And this fool didn't tell me that it was his birthday. So we went through the whole breakfast. And then I saw on Facebook afterwards that it was his birthday.
Oh.
And this was like early on in the homie ship. And
absolutely not.
And now I'm going to spend the rest of my life living it down.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
And that moment we just had.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Don't remind me, please.
Have you forgotten his birthday since?
I don't remember the date. No, but it's in my calendar. It's in my calendar. Why are you guys putting February?
Yeah.
Aww.
Wow.
That's love.
I passed the test.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm proud of that.
And you've known Sammy in high school, right?
Like of each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Mutual friends.
Pretty much. Didn't really get to know you until you came down for the game. Yeah.
Cute. Okay. And fun fact, Joe married S and Sammy, and that's a really fun memory that we have.
That is true. I wasn't even going to mention that, but I'm pretty proud of that.
Best officiant ever.
Aww. And they are celebrating their 1-year anniversary married. They're 13 months in, though, so over a year.
Yep. Just hit the year mark.
Yep.
That's big time.
That's exciting. Congrats, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We survived.
Survived so far. I was going to bring that up because you guys have been married for 3 months-ish. 2-3 months? What is it?
Yeah, it's been 3 months. I think it's almost 4.
Almost 4.
So if you guys need any marriage advice, you just ask us. Thank you. That's actually why we brought you here.
We're going to talk about marriage.
Show you the rope. No, the topic for this week is pet peeves. Mm. So thought that we're just too fitting. 8 years of marriage. We got 1 year of marriage and a couple of months of marriage.
And lots of pet peeves.
So... Yeah, you don't have to like blatantly flame your partner, but if it just happens,
go for it.
Like you just
this
let
is
it
a safe space.
Before we get into it, let's quickly recap. We can identify the fake from last week.
Mm.
Last week's episode was Ghosts of Social Media Past.
Yes.
Oh yeah, starting out was Marley's story, the Facebook friend that was messaging from the other side of the veil. Next we have, what was it, yours? The husband? No, whose was? Husband dragging his ex-wife on social media about the affair.
Of course, that was mine.
Blasting, letting everyone know that she was a cheater.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks in that story.
Yeah, for sure.
Next is the story of the guy going missing in Mexico.
That one was crazy. That could be the fake.
And then the last one was my story. That was the one that where the guy found the explicit video of his girlfriend on the internet and he broke up with her because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did like the image, the face image search and...
Yeah.
That popped up.
He's not the asshole.
He couldn't.
No.
He's a pimp for that doing
one,
that.
That one shook you up.
He had standards and hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, all right, which one was the fake?
Ooh, I'm going to go Isaiah.
The message is from the other side. That was, that's my vote.
It was Marley?
It was me.
Oh, I guess they're wrong.
You guys are off the hook because that episode has not dropped yet. So you're not expected to know.
But now, now I'm dying to listen to it.
You need to sign a, what is it, affidavit or whatever it's called?
NDA or something.
Confidentiality, like, yeah, an NDA.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell people what the fake is yet.
We're gonna draft that up right after this, for sure.
But I'm kind of wondering why you guys didn't know that was a fake, because it sounds like, I mean, I haven't heard the story, but they're messaging a dead person?
It was red flags right away. Sounded good enough that you were like, is somebody like trolling this guy?
Maybe someone was high as a kite and they thought they saw it. Like, you know, you should have added that in there. Like, they were like high or something.
Can you tell when the person's like, someone's better at ChatGPT than another person here?
Joe's definitely the best at ChatGPT. Joe's very good.
I mean,
I feel like I've had the fake a lot, so I've had good practice, but I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm the best. Joe's definitely the best.
You get out of it what you put into it, for sure.
Sure.
I make it refine my stories so much.
It's his full-time job.
He's just like...
pretty much. Shout out.
Edit. Re-edit.
It's like, oh, I have to open a new tab. I can't do any more questions.
Yeah, start over.
Am I being flamed for being the best at this podcast?
Joe, just because we're insecure about our own abilities.
Exactly.
It's fine. You guys will level up soon
We're enough. Projecting.
Thank you, Joe.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
I was going to say that.
Thank you, Marley.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Am I the asshole for canceling all of our streaming services to hire a housekeeper without asking my husband first? My 28F and my husband 30M just welcomed our first baby almost 3 months ago. Understandably, it has been a huge adjustment for both of us. She's still not sleeping through the night and we're both back to work full time. We have always split the household responsibilities 50-50. We just help where needed and it's always worked out well. Lately, my husband has been doing the chores terribly, and I've had to come behind him to fix things or clean them again. For example, he cleaned the bottles the other night, and they were cleaned so poorly, I had to do them again. He dropped pump parts down the disposal and then ran it, ruining them. There have been several clothes that he didn't clean after a blowout that are now ruined. There are many more instances like this. I've confronted him a few times, letting him know we all make mistakes, and I know we're both tired, but it feels like he's not even trying to do these things well. He just keeps saying he's so tired and is having a hard time working and taking care of the house and baby. I do sympathize because I am working, pumping, recovering, and taking care of the house and baby. The final straw for me was when he told me to go to sleep and he'd put up the milk I just pumped and finished the dishes. This makes me so mad. I was so grateful until I got up and realized the milk had been sitting on the counter and at this point was no good anymore. He said he was sorry and he put it on a show to relax for a bit before doing the dishes and fell asleep. The next day, I decided to cancel all of our streaming services, PlayStation Plus, and our theme park passes in order to hire a housekeeper. I figured he's too tired to do basic household chores, then a housekeeper is necessary. If he's too tired to put milk up, then he's too tired to play video games or for us to go to a theme park. We still have cable and the PlayStation games, and we can do other activities outside of the local theme park. He blew up at me and said I had no right doing that and was so furious. I thought I was doing us a favor so we could get more sleep and not worry as much about household tasks. So, am I the asshole for hiring a housekeeper without asking? Edit to add, I see a lot of comments about communication. I have been communicating nonstop about my needs and expectations. I've let a lot of mistakes slide because I know this is hard for both of us. But when it became a daily thing, I let him know if he's unable to do his part, then I need additional help. I mentioned hiring some help and he laughed and said, what a ridiculous waste of money. I knew if I asked again, the answer would be no. So I made the decision for both of us. Also, I didn't throw away the TV or PlayStation. I just canceled our subscriptions for them. Housekeeping is $300 a month and everything I canceled, including Disney passes, is about $230. So it won't be as much of a financial burden. Plus, it will save more money as well since I won't have to replace destroyed pumps, clothes, and breast milk. So, am I the asshole for hiring a housekeeper without asking?
Yes.
I love that all the guys are shaking their heads during that whole story. And then I'm just like, preach, girl.
Valid.
Because first of all, she works.
Yes.
As well.
Yep.
And I don't know if there's any wife out there that wouldn't have had that thought to hire some help.
Yes.
Or... also, the thought about her edit about the communication, I guarantee there's not a chance that she did not communicate with him and tell him a million times that he was doing it wrong.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So the thing about communication is you can't just stop when it's convenient for you to like do your point. Like you kind of have to communicate until you get your point across. Unfortunately,
this guy was not getting it, Joe.
Well, so he obviously is having his own struggles. Yes. It's hard to be a dad with a baby too. Like we're tired too. He should definitely have helped more. Like he should not be ruining pump parts and all of that. But she's definitely the asshole for making the executive decision to cancel all the things and hire help. In my mind, they could have budgeted for that. Like they could have been like, okay, we need extra help around here because we're both exhausted. Let's do everything that we can to hire somebody to help instead of it being like the blame game. They're both exhausted. They both have a child.
But she did talk to him about like, hey, what can we do to make this better? And he just said, I'm so tired. I'll just try better. And like, I'll try to be better. And he wasn't getting better. So obviously she's at a point where she's like snapped and she's like, okay, F this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm hiring a housekeeper. I don't care what you say.
Well, I like Joe's point because maybe they could have had an actual conversation and brought up the housekeeper because like, I'm sure that he would not be mad about that. Like if it wasn't the circumstances and if they did like agree on it, I'm sure he'd be like, oh, yeah, that'd be great to have a housekeeper that I have to do less than I'm already doing. Yeah, they could have communicated a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious if she ever did bring up the housekeeper.
I know.
I'm right. Did she say? Because, yeah, I wonder what his reaction was to that. Because I think that would be an easy thing where it's like, okay, hey, we both feel like we're drowning.
Yeah.
Let's hire some help. Maybe, like, what's one thing you could sacrifice? Maybe not cancel the PlayStation. Yeah. If I canceled his Xbox Live, that would probably be the end of our marriage.
But the thing is, you can still play games. It's just you can't play online with other friends.
Okay. So, but then it's so like, it's, okay.
He can still play.
Okay, that's where do we want to cut corners? So. What's worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not saying that she talked about hiring a housekeeper, so that is a good point then.
I think that
she did mention it.
Where?
So, in the story, it does say that she brought it up to him, and he's like, that's just a ridiculous waste of money. So, that's just initially, though, right? So, like, if you revisit, this is what I'm saying about communication, is you kind of have to revisit things and communicate until you get on the same page. Even if that's like, look, we cannot keep going through this. This is driving me absolutely crazy. How are we going to cross this bridge?
Well, that's what's hard is because probably for him, he feels like it's a waste of money because he's probably not as peeved about him doing things wrong and things.
Yeah, the house being dirty.
So she's probably bothered enough by it where it's like, no, this is worth the money for me because it's like my sanity.
Yeah. And it does say, it says, I mentioned hiring some help and he laughed and said, what a ridiculous waste of money. I knew if I asked again, the answer would be no. So I made the decision for both of us. So yeah, you're right.
But yeah, that's the thing is it's not only females that do this. Us men, we can make executive decisions too.
Yeah.
That's never the right idea, in my opinion. Like she was obviously fed up with him, but you don't get to just like cancel everything and make a $300 a month purchase.
I kind of like it. Just send it.
Just
send it. Like he's like playing video games while they have a kid. Like, get up, man.
Yeah.
It's time to grow up. Let's put the controller away.
Preach, Hayden.
Wow, the irony of this situation is actually crazy. If you know how much he played video games. I mean, we don't have kids yet, so maybe it will change. But I'm going to replay that clip when he has kids.
Yes.
Put down the controller, man. Get up. Take care of your kids. That clip is going to be on repeat.
Yep, you saved that. You saved that.
The level of fatigue, I just got to say, that's a real thing that, like, it's very hard to explain how tired you get just caring for a baby. Like, women, especially breastfeeding, like, they have it worse than us. I will give you everything.
Where are you going with this, buddy?
I'm trying to say that it doesn't matter. You're so exhausted that I guess you can just relate to like, okay, I tried to wipe the counter down and yes, I missed a spot. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm exhausted and I am just trying to get to that point where I can shut my brain off and watch Disney Plus. Let me watch Lilo and Stitch with my wife.
Well, that brings me to, how do you think couples should balance household responsibilities and mental exhaustion, especially after a major life change like having a baby? So how do you balance that?
Therapy.
I don't think you do.
Well, I think the housekeeper is a great, if you can't afford it, mm-hmm. the compromise is where it's like, hey, we're both drowning here. I am not happy with the job that you're doing. I feel like it's putting a strain on our relationship.
Yes.
So why don't we hire someone to do it, and then we can spend our energy, get a little bit more sleep.
Yes.
You know,
there's like that. There's definitely pros and cons to, like, if you're not having your video games live anymore, but you are getting someone to come clean your house and you can mm-hmm. afford it at that point. Like, mm-hmm. I will say there was something I didn't mention in here when I read the story. I kind of left it out, but it did talk about her saying, like, I'm sacrificing as well. Like, I love video games. So she actually games as well. And she watches way more TV than he does. And so she's like, it was a sacrifice for me as well by canceling all this stuff in order for us to have.
So she's not doing shit then. I watch more TV and I play more video games. Yeah, true. Good point. She's trying to like hype herself up.
Yeah.
Well, and justify what she did. I do more of it.
I do feel like that he's like losing out way more than she's losing out, even though she said that comment. I just like,
yeah.
It seems hard to believe that like she's able to play video games and do all these things, but he can't.
Yeah.
Like, and so she's like, I'm going to take his stuff away.
Yeah.
Like, so I just feel like that it hurts him way more than her. Why don't she take away one of her subscriptions and one of his subscriptions and yeah. like.
But she did, because all the streaming services, like, are
the
hers.
TV stuff.
So he doesn't watch TV at all?
Well, it's like they both watch TV, you know?
I think it's just a matter of, like, she's willing, because it's her pet peeve. She doesn't want to live with, like, anything being dirty or in disarray or, like, yeah, the stuff not being done, like, to her satisfaction. That's why it's, like, she's willing to make the sacrifice.
It's a lot easier to sacrifice when it's something that, like, you are liking. Like, he probably doesn't really care about the house being super clean. So, like, him having to sacrifice, he didn't even get to choose. Like, yeah, he's going to be way less happy.
Like, I would be much more inclined to cancel Hulu and Netflix if it meant that I could go and spend that money on golf clubs. Like, that's like a no-brainer.
And I'd be pissed.
Right.
Yep.
That's not happening.
But I feel like this is a really common thing with all marriages and relationships of, like, okay, how do we balance who's doing what? And is it enough? And is it fair? Yep. So what do you guys feel like a good compromise is, removing the cleaning service?
True.
Like, do you guys think that there could have been a way that they resolve that without?
Mm. I like that.
You're good at this, Sammy.
Sammy used to try and institute, like, Saturday cleaning, deep cleanings, and I would not recommend that.
We first moved in together, be Saturday morning, and he would be, like, watching college football. I'm like, no, Saturdays we clean. But that's not a thing anymore.
Oh, man.
But we've had to, even, like, we don't have kids, but we both work full-time.
Yes.
So I was doing a lot of the cooking and, like, you know, cleaning and things. So we had to make kind of a schedule where he takes dinner on Tuesdays and Fridays, and then I cook the rest of the nights. Or, hey, these are the kind of things that you're in charge of, and then I'm in charge of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as, like, a woman, I kind of face that, too, where I'm like, okay, no, like, when I ask you to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, we clean, like, the tub and the shower and the floors. Like, we don't just, like, wipe off the counter, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there are things that you have to clean.
Yes.
And so that's hard, because you can communicate that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But know that, like, it's probably never going to be done how you want it to be done.
Very true.
And so you kind of have to just, like, let that go or do it yourself.
Yep.
So I don't know if there is, like, a perfect compromise.
Hmm. All I can think is communication, right? Like, it's just a matter of how it's relayed. And it's very easy when you're, like, in the heat of the moment to be like, hey, you suck at cleaning. Do you not see that you effed this up and it's not clean? Like, mm-hmm. whether it doesn't matter if it's, like, the guy or the girl, like, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, it's like, hey, this is something that's like important to me. This is making me lose my mind. What can we do to make this like work?
Well, it's communication and compromise, because you're going to have to compromise at some point. Like meet in the middle.
And he's going to have to give.
Yep.
And like there's action that needs to be taken place as well, because you can communicate as well as possible, but nothing's going to happen. Or like, nope, what is going on over there?
I know. I'm dying at why he's...
Because what you said earlier, like, the other day, I kind of freaked out on Marley. It's like, your shit's all over the floor. Like, this shit's over here. What the hell are we doing? And she was like... Ah. She started crying.
That's mean. That's so sad.
So how do you guys do things?
Yeah.
Well, I work full time. He golfs 36 holes a day.
Which is golf.
What?
Which is- I'm working full time. I'm trying to make it to the tour.
The grind don't sleep.
There's my answer.
So then, do you expect him to do all the chores?
No.
I don't. I do all the chores. I expect him to take out the trash.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
The dishes.
I know. I do that's ask him big. To do the dishes a lot because I hate doing dishes.
I do the dishes every time.
But it takes a million times for me to like get you to do it.
And you throw your clothes all over the floor everywhere.
Because I have to change my outfit.
Hey, the good news is...
Morning. And she doesn't unplug the curling iron in the morning.
He does.
Well, good thing you are at home.
Listen, yeah.
It's anal.
Every So the good news is you guys are still really new at this, and you're gonna figure it out.
We're new here.
This whole being married thing, yeah, there's
my cheeks are
pet peeves happen.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like roasting you for having messes.
Yeah,
whatever. Meanwhile, not doing the dishes. Step it up, young man.
Safe to say that this lady's in good company, because
yes.
We all have the same issue.
This is every... But, okay, I was going to say, I had a client today, and she was talking about how she was getting some house cleaning, like, quotes. And that's a steal. $300? Because her quote was, like, $700.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like,
that means she has a big house, too.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah, it is bigger.
So charge her more.
Right, but I'm just saying, like... I feel like that's so worth it.
It's all
I want to say, though, as a woman, when we are talking about communication, you got to back it up with some action. That's all I'm saying. So if she says, honey, it really, really upset me that you left my breast milk that I pumped and worked so hard for on the counter because you were too busy playing video games, please don't ever do that again. He better never freaking do that again.
I literally did that one time, and I never did it again.
No, you never did that. You would not be here if you did that. Did you do that?
One time.
No.
Yeah, I remember very vividly.
Don't worry, Isla's still alive. She's sleeping upstairs. It's okay.
Everything's great.
Did I get mad at you?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. And we got over it. But it was literally the exact same thing.
But you took action. She communicated. You took action.
He's never done it again.
So you're still alive.
And I forgot about it.
Everyone's fine.
And I'm really good at cleaning.
Did you spill it?
No, I just left it out.
Oh my, okay, everything's fine.
Cleaning-ish.
Let's keep going. Oh my hell.
This one comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole if I gave my girlfriend the silent treatment for constantly interrupting me / talking over me?
And Winnie did that about 5 seconds ago. I saw it.
The looks that Joe is giving Whitney right now are crazy.
It is recorded.
You guys, I'm actually really scared about this story and how much I'm going to be roasted tonight, but let's do this. Here we go.
Is it cool if I start now?
No. I'm not saying anything.
All right. First time
but
posting.
Wait, let's do it. No, I'm just kidding.
You have no idea how demoralizing it is to just be like, okay. First time posting something like this, but it's really been bothering me. My GF, F26, has always had a bad habit of talking over me. No exaggeration, 3 to 6 times a day she finds the need to speak over or interrupt me to give input, correct me, etc. I've explained that this is hurtful and rude, but she continues to do it, and not making excuses, but she has autism and quote, doesn't even really realize.
We all looked at each other. She has autism.
Pause.
No, no, I'm trying to make excuses, but she does have autism.
Like, you just stopped reading. Why'd you stop reading?
He read the first two sentences.
Read that again.
I've explained that this is hurtful and rude, but she continues to do it and, quote, not making excuses, but, and, quote, doesn't even really realize she's doing it, and I'm at my wit's end. I love her, and I know she loves me, but this is problem behavior that she doesn't even seem to feel the need to apologize over or work on. So I've been keeping my talking to her, besides the absolute necessities, to a minimum. She's already noticed and asked what was wrong, and I just told her I'm tired of being interrupted. She's upset by this and seems to feel like I'm being an asshole. So, AITA, am I the asshole?
No.
No.
The girl is definitely the asshole.
I mean, here's my hesitancy, because he's like, we're on his side, clearly, because she keeps interrupting him.
Yes.
But is that the best way to handle it? Probably not. But maybe he's just, you just get so shut down that you give her the silent treatment. I don't know.
Yeah.
This hits particularly close to home. I'm not going to ever point any fingers.
It's his first wife. But he's talking about.
Listen, the thing about it is, I only relate to OP because there's times where, like, you kind of just feel defeated. You kind of feel like, okay, I cannot say my piece. Like, you got to interrupt me with some, like, degrading little.
Good, buddy.
Go ahead, buddy. You have the talking stick. I'm going to.
Keep going.
Lose my shit.
I'm not going to interrupt. No, I'm here. I'm ready to talk.
So the weird part is that this is a real pet peeve for me, and it drives me insane. But the truth is, like, in a social setting, if I get interrupted a lot, and it's not just like, it's like it happened to me growing up, whatever. And it's like, I can't help it. I lose the ability to, like, want to contribute to the conversation. So yes, he could handle it a better way. He could, like, not be a douchebag to her, but it's a difficult thing to deal with when you can't get your thoughts across. Some people speak differently. Some people, like, takes time to get all the thoughts out. I'm that way. I'm a very easy person to interrupt. Would you like to speak?
She's bursting. I'm so sorry. Oh, that is so funny. Okay. One, I have gotten tremendously better.
I didn't even say anything, but you pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. I have gotten a lot better, but I have seen, like, in social settings, you get interrupted all the time. Like, you are that person that just constantly gets interrupted, and it's really sad. And I will say, she's, like, tearing up for you, Joe.
This poor little guy.
I would hate to be you. You don't command the room, like...
Like us?
No, but I will say, like, it's always the people that get interrupted the most that are actually the best to listen to, and they're the funniest, and they're by far the coolest.
You're just buttering me up now, but it's working.
That's why I get interrupted all the time. Have any of you guys ever had the silent treatment work or benefit of an argument?
No. Ooh. Yes. Breakups all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. That's more like...
Just play hard to get.
Play hard to get. But, like, in your actual relationship. Like, if you're mad at Joe for something and then you just give him the silent treatment, do you feel like that helps the fight or makes it worse? Okay.
So I feel like with the silent treatment, if Joe does something that's like definitely crossing the line, and if I do give it, I feel like it gives him time and me time, especially him time to like breathe and like realize what he did.
Yeah, so I do think it has worked. That was a thought that I had of like her being like, what's like her finally asking him what's wrong? And he's like, okay, see, now you can see this is actually really affecting me. I've been telling you that this has been bugging me. And now you're saying what's wrong. And then I'm telling you, and then you can see that it's like actually hurting my feelings. And it makes me not even want to talk. Yeah. So maybe like he could give the silent treatment. She might be mad that he's like giving the silent treatment or whatever, but then they may come back around and then be like, okay, hey, I'm taking you seriously now. I'm really going to try and stop. Like, maybe that's what guys have to do sometimes to, like, really get you to take them seriously.
Joe's done that exact thing multiple times with me. And, yes, it works. Yeah, I mean, I'm not perfect. Like, I am someone that's very loud and, like, I talk. And if I have a thought, I just say it. But I feel like I have gotten better with that.
What are the boys' opinions on the silent treatment?
Yeah.
Like, if I were to give you the silent treatment, are you just, like... And probably stop just, your being a baby, or are you like, oh,
just shit, go in the other room, turn on a game, or all right, just see ya. It. Yeah, just see you later.
So good, talking to me.
Off the hook for a couple hours. Woo! That's hilarious.
Have you ever given the silent treatment?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. Yeah, I'm sure I have. But that's what I wonder is, I'm like, do you take the silent treatment as like, oh, wow, this is serious? Or is it like, okay, you're being a baby. Like, I'll come back in 10 minutes and see if you've right, cheered up yet.
Probably the first. I think that it's probably serious. And I'm like, what do I do to fix this?
Because I think that's everyone's intention in giving the silent treatment is like, okay, no, now I'm shutting down. You need to grovel a little bit. You need to come back to me after what you did.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's definitely like a call for help.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And that, like, my first reaction when you asked about the silent treatment is I'm like, no, that's stupid. Like, no silent treatment works. But it's funny because at the beginning of our relationship, if I felt like she was upset with me and, like, if I got, I mean, it could have been for anything. If I messed up, I said something that was offensive, I get the silent treatment. I would not ever be like, okay, we're going to have space. I'm going to go away. I'd be like, what's wrong? Are you okay? What's wrong with you?
Or, yeah.
Why are you mad? Are you mad at me? What did I do? That's not the way to do it either. So there's definitely a balance somewhere of like, it can serve a purpose, but it's not the answer all the time.
So my girlfriend, 26 female, has this huge pet peeve about grammar. She's super well-spoken and always priding herself on using perfect English, which, like, good for her, right? But the problem is I, 28 male, grew up in a more casual household, and I don't usually speak with perfect grammar. Sometimes I say things like me and John or use double negatives. Nothing crazy, but definitely not 100% grammatically correct. Here's where the issue is. Every time I say something slightly off, especially when we're with friends or even at family gatherings, she'll interrupt me and correct me every single time. It's not just a quick, oh, you mean John and I, right? She goes on these little rants about how people sound uneducated when they don't use proper grammar and how it's a reflection of intelligence. The worst part is she does it in front of people. It's embarrassing. A couple of weeks ago, we were at a party and I said, I should have went to the store earlier. Classic mistake. I get it. But she literally stopped the entire conversation to give a mini lecture on how saying, instead of saying, should of, is wrong and that the correct phrase is should have in front of everyone. People were looking at me like I was an idiot. After the party, they're like, yeah.
You don't know that.
Stupid. After the party, I told her how much it bothers me that she corrects me in public. She brushed it off and said she was just trying to help me speak better because she doesn't want me to embarrass myself. She said it's like someone correcting spinach in your teeth. You'd want to know, right? I told her it's not the same and that it makes me feel small. Then last weekend, we were hanging out with some of her friends, and I made another minor mistake saying less instead of fewer. Hello? And she did it again, right in front of her friends. I snapped and told her to stop being a grammar Nazi and let me speak how I want. We had a big argument afterward, and she said I was overreacting and that I need to toughen up and stop being so sensitive. Now she's mad at me for calling her out, and I'm mad at her for always making me feel dumb. I know grammar is important to her, but is it really that big of a deal that she has to call me out like that in front of people? Am I the asshole for losing my temper over this, or is she being the asshole for constantly correcting me?
You had me as she was interrupting him to tell him.
You have experience.
Enough said. Enough said.
I feel like I've had someone do that to me before.
Me too.
Where they're like, no, you said that wrong. And it's like, shit, dude, we're around 40 people. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I had a thing in high school. I probably still do it. I just don't care anymore. But I would always use the word for in, like, the most random sentences. Like, I would always be saying for. Like, do I still do it?
No, you'd get, like disappeared from. Like, she used to say, instead of because,
yeah,
she would say for.
Yeah.
So, like, we went to the store, like,
for nachos, like, that I'm going to make tonight.
I can't think of a good example, but it was, like, in place of because. Really? I
just would say for a lot. And I had a friend that would constantly, like, whether it was in front of people or just us two, like, try and correct me on it. And, like, it doesn't make you feel good. Like, yes, I know. I didn't know I was saying it wrong until they started correcting me, but I also was like, I don't know what other word to use. I don't know. So I'm just going to use that.
Like, why are you like, what do you care about right now?
Just let me talk. Jeez. Just let me sound dumb.
Just literally trying to communicate. That's it.
Yeah.
Just trying to speak English. Like, so anyways, I can relate a little bit to this girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, guy.
Yeah. I was just going to say she is obviously embarrassed because of him.
Yeah.
She like, she equates being smart with how you speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she thinks he sucks at speaking, so he's dumb, which yeah. I don't know why she's with him if she thinks he's dumb, but
right.
It gets super frustrating when someone corrects you on everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and I think it's dumb that she has such a big problem with it, but like, it sounds like she's not really doing it to anybody else.
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of sucks. I mean, maybe just everybody else around her is just doing great at it. But he probably does feel, like, very attacked by it because yeah. It sounds like she's not really doing it to anybody else other than him. And if anything, she should not be doing it to him.
Well, yeah, I think there's something about, like, putting your partner down in front of other people. Like,
yeah.
If it really did bother her, she could, when they're alone, and like, hey, you keep saying this, but like, it's actually this, or like, did you know, I don't know, or like, sounds weird when you say that, or whatever. If it really does bother her, she could be like, hey, I'm gonna try and help you out. But I feel like you gotta be careful of when you're correcting your partner, especially if you're doing it over and over again and like making them look dumb in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it would like really bother me. It wouldn't be so much correcting the grammar. It would be more of like making me feel like an idiot in front of all of our friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just really funny and she hates that.
Yeah, maybe she's just jealous of him.
I think she's stuck up.
So she's just trying to bring him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely the asshole.
She is. You. Absolutely.
Asshole.
And he needs to dump her.
Like, she's the one on social media constantly being like, there, you meant T-H-E-R-E, yeah, like not T-H-E-I-R.
Yeah, nobody likes the grammar police. Like, no. They're not a good time.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Maybe care about rich. Something important.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, is he a good person? Does he have a good, kind heart?
I don't know.
Does he use the right there in a sentence?
The right your?
Yeah.
Isaiah doesn't.
This is our story. This. Wow, thanks.
It just, yeah, it speaks more to her insecurities. Like, that's just a thing that, like, you don't need to flame your partner in front of other people.
Bro, why are you just out in public with those things on your feet? You're not at the beach, not at home, not at the pool, just casually flip and flopping those ugly dump truck toes with hair out in public, thinking that the world needs to see those things. I have news for you. No one wants to see them. What are you going to do if a fire breaks out and need to save a kid? Or if you're out...
Wait, what?
Or if you're out with your lady and some dude starts harassing her, are you just going to kick off those foam pads you have tucked between your fat piggy toes and be ready for action? Then she'd be ready in public for anything. I can't be walking around sounding like Flipper when I need to change a spare tire in an emergency. Especially people of color like myself. I already have to put coconut butter on my legs and feet, so I'm already surfing in my slippers when I'm at the beach. Geez, grown men need to step it up and look a little bit presentable these days. LOL. So the pet peeve is grown men, like, going in public with just flip-flops.
Oh, I didn't get that from all that.
Oh, okay.
I'm right there. I followed the whole thing. I don't think he's talking about flip-flops. I think he's talking about, like, the between the big toe. Yeah.
Thongs. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. them flipper action boys.
That's but I don't think he wants to see toes at all. Like, he doesn't want to see a foot. He wants to see a shoe with a sock.
Well, he's going to have a conversation with my wife, who really likes my feet.
Do you guys know about that?
No. I'm scared.
We'll tell you later. Don't worry.
It's a really good story.
Do you guys feel like seeing a guy in a thong?
No, I love it. That's good.
I love it.
I think that, isn't it a well-known thing? Like, isn't it guy code that you can't just have your feet out for everyone to see?
Is that a thing?
Like, isn't that why guys wear socks with slides? Is that not? I thought that was like a well-known thing.
That's why I do.
That's what you do?
To hide your toes?
I don't want people looking at my feet. I feel weird about that.
Like actual flip-flops with your slides.
Yeah, if I'm in public, I'm wearing socks if I have sandals on.
There's probably no reason for a guy to like ever wear flip-flops. Like the thong flip-flops.
Stuff. The beach?
Like, you wear slides. Like, do you really need the... What? Like flip flops?
Yeah, that's the dead giveaway that it slides. I mean, that it's flip flops and not slides. These don't make noise. I walk with these. They don't slap my feet.
They have all sorts of types of slides. You don't need flip flops.
If he did show up to beach day with them, what would you do?
Nothing.
But why?
That's like if I was on a first date at the beach and he showed up wearing flip flops, that's a whole other story. Because that's your man. I don't care if he's wearing flip flops.
That's your man.
You know?
I have a thing. So they say, how do you feel about slides? They responded, ooh. No one should be flipping, flopping, or sliding out in public.
Oh, so okay, he does not so agree with the slide.
Or sliding.
I happen to disagree. Here's the thing. When it comes to flip-flops, where my mind went was like, there's full-grown adult men that will wear the thong-style flip-flops with a pair of jeans.
I was going to say the same thing. That doesn't drives me insane.
Like, I don't want to see your like sock white toes protruding out of your blue jeans. Like, that's a problem.
If you see a guy at Safeway with just his toes out and slides or flip-flops, are you going to be like, oh, that's awesome?
Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I'm all about the feet.
I would definitely look at it and be like, a little distasteful.
Really?
Yeah.
What if he gets a pedicure and his toes are painted and stuff?
Yeah, you should see Hayden's.
Hayden got a pedicure today. So
he literally has his toes painted right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
So can I have my toes out?
You bring flip-flops?
No.
I honestly think it's better if you do have your toes painted.
Yeah.
Because, like, a bare toenail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Like, if he goes to softball and has his cleats on or whatever, or plays baseball, and then he slides his slides on with his socks, like, leaving the baseball stadium, I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot.
No, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like I'm down for, like, some slides as, like, a post-sports look.
With socks, though.
With socks, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like he has some slides like that, but like I feel like the only time I'm like ever good with him wearing them is like when he takes out the garbage.
Yeah.
But we also live in Utah, so I think it may be a different like culture. If it's Arizona where it's hot all the time, like you guys are human, you deserve to, you know, air your feet out and let them breathe.
So hot.
But then the sweat is like going up against the thing. It's like squeak.
Yeah.
Swishing and swashing.
Also, riddle me this. Like, if we go to the pool, so like, let's say tomorrow at our hotel, we go to the pool.
Yeah.
And he brings his slides. Like, is he just supposed to wear socks? And then I feel like we've come across that at the beach. Where he's like, what am I supposed to do with my socks? And I'm like, why do you even wear socks?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow. Rookie.
So there's a, like, I think the whole point of that was, like, there's a time and a place.
Yes.
You know? The airport, the grocery store, not the place to, like,
yep.
The airport. Air them out.
That's bad.
Like being in a plane and you just see someone with
just in the aisle. Sandals in the airport are just a no-no for boys and girls.
Right.
Or I had a coworker the other day who wore heels to work, and then we were in like a meeting and she took off her shoes and like was just letting her feet, and I'm like, oh, we're in like a public workplace.
No.
Like, don't take off your shoes.
Like, you don't know who that could affect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just taking off your, like, girls, you can wear sandals, you know, but if girls have gross feet, no one wants to see that either.
Right.
So just gross feet in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Hide your gross feet.
How do you know if you have gross feet or not?
You can tell. Yeah. You got like hairy toes and long fingernails and like
dried skin everywhere and,
you know, or toenails.
I'm like, I feel slightly attacked.
Yeah, Joe, do you feel like...
I feel actually like, yeah, very, very victimized right now. No, but the truth is, this is what I was going to say about your, like, the sock point is I, like, living here, I used to always wear socks everywhere. And I'm, like, fully, like, anti-sock now. I go to the gym and I wear Vans with no socks.
Oh, like Joe!
No, listen. And it's gotten so much better. My feet used to just be hot all the time. And now I can go get a workout in Vans and my feet don't sweat.
In bare feet Vans?
Yes.
What kind of workout are you doing?
They don't even stink. I just lift.
He just sits there.
I just lift. That's it. And
he stretches.
I'm completely serious. That's like, they're over there. Anyone is welcome to smell them. They don't stink. And I'm like anti-socks now, so.
So for our podcast listeners, Joe is currently just wearing bare feet, and he has slides on, so that's why he's getting roasted right now.
So is this a common thing? Like, would you go out to dinner like that?
Yes.
I literally wore these to dinner.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Seeing like,
with no socks.
With no socks,
I went to dinner. They also give him a little height.
Don't point that out. And look, this is going to be super unpopular. I know this, but I just don't care. I don't care about this. It just doesn't bother me. I will wear these on an airplane, but I will wear socks. I don't care about the whole sandals thing. And I'm getting a window seat and nobody has to look at my feet.
Facts. What about toe socks?
I like your feet.
Toe socks.
With the thong.
Oh my gosh.
So you.
I just died.
If you go to the airport, you wear socks just because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or
germs, because I have to take them off to go through the scanner.
Okay,
that makes sense. Oh,
yeah. But like, I'm all about comfort. If I'm flying, why would I not be as comfortable as possible? It's so uncomfortable.
See, and you do get to a certain age where, like, if I was in that same situation, but you know what? I'm letting my feet out. I don't care who sees it. I want to be comfortable. It's hot as hell outside, so who cares? So if you want to do it, but just know that we'll all judge you.
Yeah. At first I was feeling insecure, but now I'm accepting the judgment.
I won't judge because I like feet. Thank you everyone for coming.
Oh, that was perfect. That was fun.
That was really fun. Seriously, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Awesome. That was so fun to have you guys. You guys are invited every week.
Yeah, we'll just Skype you guys in next week.
Skype in. When we're big and famous, we'll fly you out.
Yeah. That's I like that.
Next week.
I like it. Well, we're excited to hear who you guys think is the fake. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Comment on socials who you think the fake was, what your favorite story was. We're still encouraging you guys to share your own stories with us. So if you have your own pet peeve story you want to share, email internetfrenzy@gmail.com. We'll read them at the intro of next week. And thank you guys for the support. Much love. Be good.
Frenzy's on 3, 1.
No, we don't. You don't have to. Frenzy. I'll never do it.
I hate you all.
I got you.
Frenzy. Yeah.